The Passover points to Christ. The Passover was to be both commemorative and typical, not only pointing back to the deliverance from Egypt, but forward to the greater deliverance which Christ was to accomplish in freeing his people from the bondage of sin. The sacrificial lamb represents the Lamb of God, in whom is our only hope of salvation. Says the Apostle, "Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." It was not enough that the Paschal lamb be slain, its blood must be sprinkled upon the doorposts, so the merits of Christ's blood must be applied to the soul. We must believe, not only that he died for the world, but that he died for us individually. The hyssop was the symbol of purification. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean; wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." The lamb was to be prepared whole, not a bone being broken, so not a bone was to be broken of the Lamb of God, who was to die for us. See. The flesh was to be eaten. It is not enough that we believe on Christ for the forgiveness of sin, we must by faith be constantly receiving spiritual nourishment from him through his word. Said Christ, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." The followers of Christ must assimilate the word of God so that it shall become the motive power of life and action. By the power of Christ they must be changed into his likeness and reflect the divine attributes. The lamb was to be eaten with bitter herbs, as pointing back to the bitterness of the bondage in Egypt. So when we feed upon Christ, it should be with contrition of the heart, because of our sins. The use of unleavened bread also was significant. The leaven of sin must be put away from all who would receive life and nourishment from Christ. So Paul writes to the Corinthian church, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. Let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Before obtaining freedom, the bondmen must show their faith in the great deliverance. The blood must be placed upon their houses, and they must separate themselves and their families from the Egyptians, and gather within their own dwellings. All who failed to heed the Lord's directions would lose their firstborn by the hand of the destroyer.